So I was describing before the vase of the vase. So merely the vase, then this, you then there's the cover, the true existence. On that projected by the mind. So vast and vast. Eye on the eye. Then you are able to, because all the cause conditions, as I mentioned before, all perfected. So then, able to identify. So the what said in the teachings by those experienced lamas. So you are able to identify. You see, able to identify of your view, see, that. So example of that. Then, say, then, wherever you look at, you see, when you look at the ceiling also like that. You see, existing from its own side. So if you look at that tangas, the brocade, this very bright, you see, blue, red, they're also existing from their own side. So wherever you look at, everything is a gacha, you know, object of repetition. Everything appear existing from their own side. Everything. Wherever you look at it, everything is gacha, you know, object of repetition. So see, it is always there, but didn't recognize. You know, it's always there from beginning to the birth. That illusion is over there, but never recognize. See, so only now, suddenly your mind wake up due to the blessing of Guru and the classes of sense of merit and the purification. So suddenly your mind will wake up. You see, that from that deep sleep, you know, this has a Gurjo. German, this is German? German? It's a Gurjo. Gurjo? As a Gurjo mentioned. He was teaching Dharma. I think he went to Tibet and so. So Gurjo was teaching Dharma in the West. This is much before, the Tibet invaded by men in China. Before escaping from Tibet, much before. I don't know what's here. So Gurjo. He was teaching Dharma, but very simple. Because people, so difficult for people to understand, to present the actual words, you see. That time, you know, people are not ready, or, you see, I think maybe drugs didn't happen that time, so, You see, so difficult to so difficult to teach. So in the normal words, they can understand. So Guruji, he uses very very simple words for ignorance. He uses sleep. He uses sleep. You know, people are asleep. So he uses for ignorance. He uses sleep. So it's very true. So I agree with Guruji's word, sleep. So anyway, so this hallucination is there from beginning to the birth. I mean, you see, it's always there, but never recognized. Oh, that is it. And also, I want to mention this. That you see, because even you see, even you debate, even using those words from the philosophical text, you see, in the past, because these conditions didn't happen, you see, strong imprint from past, then the strong root version and the simplification, the extensive purification, the, you know, didn't happen. So even though you debate those words, you use those words, you know, existing, existing by nature, existing inherently, existing promises, even though you use those debate, but your way of thinking is taught, but what these words meant to your mind, you see, even though you see, you debate many years, debate matter, you know, you see, without this cause condition get together, you see, then even in debate, so, but your way of thinking is totally, your way of thinking of the meaning, something else. Never touch, never, see, never, there's no question, even though you're using the words in debate, you see, even though you're using the words, all these words, but never identified, you see, never thought about these appearances. In your view in your mind, you see, the way the object, I, all this, the way I appear. Never, see, never related, never, see, never connect. So you know, your mind, you think something else. You see, because this condition didn't happen. So therefore, it never clicked. It never clicked your mind, you see. Never wake up. So it's like sleeping all the time. It's never wake up. So, however, just to finish this, so the important thing is, So whatever logic, even such a very simple, the king of the logic, for example, the dependent arising, the I, does it have true existence because it's dependent? The I doesn't have true existence because it's dependent arising. And that is so powerful. That is so powerful. Just that simple logic, you know, that means a lot. The I doesn't have true existence because it's dependent on us, made input by mind. You know, what is it? What is made input by mind? So once you have recognized the once you have recognized the eye on the eye, or the appearing like that, or the eye existing from the side, you see, a real eye appearing from there. However, so once, or once we have, what's that? So, then you see, this is what is the object of repeated, you know. So suddenly you become aware, this is object of the world. What's called object of repeated kata. Then you use the logic, it is not true, isn't it? Because it is dependent on life. However, once we recognize the, you know, the object of repetition, which is on the eye, means merely by eye on the eye, or real eye in the sense existing from the side. So the so this is gaccha, which means the meaning of that is, you see, meaning of that is non-existent. So when you recognize this gaccha, object of repetition, means, you know, non-existent. So then that time, it cannot exist. See? It can't exist. It can't exist. So what is happening is you start to see it's empty. You start to see empty. That's what it is. you start to see it empty. That is what it is. You see, you start to see the false eye. I which doesn't exist. You start to see that I which doesn't exist. You start to see it doesn't exist. That's what's happening. But in the experience, you know, in your, then what your mind gets experience is a losing eye. I who is meditating is losing, by mentioning Dharmakaya, you know, how to, you know, to how to the mentioned in this eye. I sitting there is an illusion. I who is meditating, so here I who is meditating, me, I who is meditating, illusion. So that comes, that is in the view of your mind, in the experience of your mind, this. So losing I, losing the, losing you, losing is losing, you see, oneself, no? Me, I, you see. So the Lama Tsongkhapa's word, Kangshi Kote Chanam Tamji Di Yunde Na Ya Luwa Me Tamsi Mi Kwe Te So Kanyi Bun Shikpa So Shikpa So Not Dissolve Stop So That Time Is Shikpa You know So so then you what you experience losing I so that losing the self not losing general I losing the self one who's been sitting is losing so that you see it cannot stay, you know. Once you recognize it's false, you see, object gravity, which means not true non-existent, you see. So it cannot stay. It's say. Like it's no freedom to stay, see, kind of a, losing eye. So that time, if that time, then there's a great risk if you don't know if you are not aware ahead of time, you see, actual experience what when you realize emptiness of what you see what's gonna say. In the experience of what's going to happen. So if one didn't have idea before, haven't learned completely the special part of the experience, you see, from the text from the experience of Lamas. Then here see. If you didn't have idea before, then here you don't know what's happening to you. You don't know what's happening to you. So then you see unbelievable fear rises. Unbelievable fear rises. The fear this fear is not same as I think you know, tiger comes, you know, fear us or some enemy or something. I think different fear. This fear is something. This fear is something very deep. You know, very inside of you. Deep fear, very deep fear. Because here, what? Because here, the I that you've been believing, not only from this morning, from birth, from beginningless rebirth, from beginningless rebirth, you have been holding on to it. Now, today, this minute, today, this minute, you see, you are seeing, see, loosen up, see. It's become non-existent. So, you see, you are seeing this. So, and be basically. That time, then also, that time was not being familiar, then you see, didn't know the experience in the past, about the experience in the past. So then, then there's you might think, even though you're starting to see incredible opportunity, you see, to realize emptiness and to start and develop the wisdom and and then which leads to directly perceiving emptiness, then directly sees the and the gross defilement, and also with bodhicitta, then went to mind path, ceases even subtle defilement, every reach of liberation and enlightenment, which leads to that. But see, so then here, because you're not familiar with experience, so then you see the obstacle comes. Here you see, I'm following nihilism. You see, because you're losing I, because you feel losing I. You see, so then you think, oh, this may not be right. How can it be possible? How this can be possible? You know, you was maintaining, you're losing. You see, how can this be possible? See. So you think emptiness is something else. You think it's emptiness is something else, you see. So then fear. So I'm thinking falling nihilism. It's not falling nihilism at all. When this experience happens, no, there's no danger to falling nihilism at all. You know, so I say, no danger at all to falling nihilism. Why? Because why do you see? There's no such thing. I become non-existent. It's impossible because there's always aggregates. You know, once there's always aggregates. The continuity of consciousness. There's always continuity of consciousness. Even after you become enlightened, there's always continuity of consciousness. So there's always aggregates. So therefore, impossible that I become non-existent. The aggregates. Has to be non-existent. So the continuity of consciousness has to be non-existent. Only then I become non-existent. So that is impossible. So first one has to make sure, you know, impossible to fall nihilism. Say that I become non-existent. This is what feeling you get, you know, I become non-existent. I become non-existent. This is feeling what you get. But it's not like that. So one should know that impossible that I become non-existent. That one must know before. Right? Because there's always continued consciousness. I can never become non-existent. So that's so essential, very important. So then you can protect yourself, you can guide yourself. Otherwise you're lost. And otherwise, so this thought, falling nihilism. I'm falling nihilism. So this becomes a huge obstacle. So there's another word, huge. So this, great obstacle, see, to realize and this. What should happen is that one must, like crossing the river, one must go through the fear. Must. So to rise fear is when the fear comes, that's the best time. That means your meditation emptiness is working. It's working. It's working. It's working, and it's hurting. It's destroying. To the enemy, the ignorance, you know, the object of ignorance receives harm. So when the fear comes, receives harm. It harms the ignorance. It harms the ignorance. As I mentioned, Madhyamika, the lower intelligent Buddhasattvas, maybe less merit. They get some of the fear, unbelievable fear. And then higher intelligence, the service also, I guess, must have made when they realize, hairs from poles stand up, even the tears come, incredible joy. So it depends on the individual person's experience. I think maybe amount of merit in that. So however, one must important point here is like crossing a river, one must go through the fear. Let it be totally lost. Only then you can be able to realize emptiness. Otherwise, you just start to see. start to see empty, but not completely. You should get some idea. You see. So you must go to, see, must let it be totally lost. There is no danger. In this way, it only leads to the middle way. You see, it only leads to this way. This is the only leads to, you see, the insofar it only leads to, you see, the realization of conventional truth, that I exist in my name. So say, so the key point is must let the I to be totally, you see, let it be lost. That's the extremely important point, extremely essential. So this is extremely essential. So then after, so why you get this experience, you know, losing eye? Because in reality, there's no eye. Become non-existent. This is what one might think that time, by not knowing the experience of I become non-existent. That you become non-existent. That you see. However, losing that. So why this experience happening? It's explained by Jamyang Getsang, this is the four analysis, you know, the one I translate from this Great Lama, Bodhisattva, Getsang Jamyang Mal, the Mahamudra, from that translation. So his teaching in Mahamudra is a very experiential word, I say. So very effective. So he explained that why this experience happened is because losing eye, this is eye being an accident, you see, you feel like that. It's because the hallucination, you see, the gakcha, you know, the true accident, as a true accident on the eye. On the eyes, merely the eye. True existent, which is projected, I didn't say projected, but truly existent is a gakcha object on the label eye, merely the eye. So that one, you're realizing, see, that one is totally non-existent. What is it? The extra thing, the extra additional thing on the merely the eye, which is projected, see. So this one, you're realizing total non-existent. That's what Getsang Jayamala said. Why you get this feeling, I become non-existent, non-existent, see, self. Yourself become non-existent, see, losing I. I think one thing might be why this experience happens might be like this, that so for us, you see, who say that. For common assumption is that anything that exists, you see, it's not our perception, it is truly existent. Anything that exists, truly. There is no other phenomena exist but not truly existent. In our, according to our perception and our belief, anything exists, it is truly existent. Existing from inside. So it has, you know, it has to be that, for in our view or belief, you see, anything exists, you know, it has to be truly existent, you see. We can't see phenomena separately from that. True existence. Always with true existence appearance, you know, always. So then, everything, whatever appears, you know, in that way, you know. So anyway, due to habituation in that, you see, this is my guess, you know, that, so, so after one has, after one has realized emptiness, then, after one has reached that point, realized emptiness, the eyes, that the eyes, after letting the eye totally lost all the inner view and total non-existent or something that, then every day one has to do meditation analysis and then come to that point. Then one try to establish one pointless concentration, try to last concentration that longer. So you then it's what is called a seeking meditation from the right view. So then you establish shine and that. So this is the if I meditate on emptiness, so once you have this experience, then every day must, then in the making sessions, however, mustn't lose this experience. Come back to that same point. Since we're meditating, it's good to come to know the dangers out of time to have some idea. So then that we see, you have some idea before, then that becomes a guide. You see, during that time, then you know what to do, how to go about. See, otherwise you start with some experience, then you escape from that. Get so frightened, and then you escape from that. Then it will never happen for years. You see, cannot come back to that. See. So about that. So I think it's So in the future, if I have a realization of emptiness, then I will hope I can tell more. So I can't tell anything. So maybe in the future, more. Maybe after some lifetimes. So, and I just never forget what I'm doing. All I can manage to watch is doing that. The meaning of it is that I just.
我所知不应